Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, hey there, and welcome to another edition of the Weekday Podcast. I hope your day is going great so far, and my hope is these couple minutes would offer encouragement as you launch into your day. Not long ago on social media, I saw my friend Jeff Henderson post a clip about life plans, and he talked about how at this midpoint in the year, as I'm recording this, he was rethinking his rhythms, his rituals, his routines, and how important a life plan is. Now, the Bible has a lot to say about planning. Jesus himself said in Luke 14, "For which of you, desiring to build a tower, does not first sit down and count the cost, whether he has enough to complete it or not?" Proverbs 21 verse 5 says, "The plans of the diligent lead surely to abundance, but everyone who is hasty comes only into poverty." And so there are so many things about planning that make a lot of sense. Well, one of my mentors that really first helped me fully embrace this idea of a life plan is author and coach Michael Hyatt. On his blog, he gave 7 examples of how a life plan is similar to a GPS, similar to something that points us in the right direction. So I want to give those to you today and then offer you a resource. Number one, a GPS requires you to input your destination. Before GPS can tell you where to go, you need to know where you're going. And so a life plan helps you to fast forward into the future and determine what do you want your life to look like. Number two, a GPS gets you to your destination faster with less hassle. Now, the truth is, in the Atlanta area, there's a million routes that all include some version of the name Peachtree in the street. And if we're not careful, it is so easy to get turned around. Well, a GPS, if I will actually listen to it, will help me get there quicker and without as much frustration. And a life plan does that as well. Number three, a GPS gives you constant feedback on your progress. In other words, you can look down and see how far until the next turn, and you can find out sort of what the ETA of your destination is. Well, a life plan can do that as well. If you check in with it, you can see where you are currently in relation to where you want to be. Number four, a GPS helps you get back on track when you get off course. And that's true. GPSs occasionally go haywire, but oftentimes they'll reroute you until you get back on track, and a life plan can help you do that. Number five, a GPS reroutes you around roadblocks. Now, sometimes I ignore this. When I think the GPS is leading me astray, I'll stay on the course and find out, oh, there's a roadblock. It would have helped me get around it. Number six, a GPS is not always accurate, and that's true. There are times that a GPS will send you in the wrong direction, but here's the idea. You can adjust when that happens. You can have a framework to know what to do. And then finally, number seven, a GPS requires an investment. I remember the first time I actually bought a GPS for my car, it was hundreds and hundreds of dollars. And then later I had a car that had GPS built in and I had to spend hundreds of dollars to update the maps. Now they're part of my phone. Now they're part of so many devices. There is an initial investment, but it pays off over time. And I think that's a great metaphor. It's not perfect, but it's a great metaphor to think about a life plan. Have you gotten clear about where you're going? Have you gotten clear about where you are currently? And do you know how to take next steps so that you can live a life of wisdom and a life of planning? The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 14, verse 40, "But all things should be done decently and in order." Proverbs 16:3 says, "Commit your work, your way to the Lord, and your plans will be established." So I want to encourage you, if you've never thought about it, consider creating a life plan. And if you want a great resource to know how to do that, check out Michael Hyatt's book. It's called Living Forward. Michael Hyatt, Living Forward. I want to encourage you to pick it up. And if I can help you at any level along the way of doing this, please drop me a note at hello@sugarhillchurch.com. Have a great day. We'll see you back here soon.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the Weekday Podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.